Masechet Kinim Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid. At the end of the last Mishnah, we said that if we have mixed groups, we cannot treat them like one large group, whether they're for one type of chova obligation or for two, whether they were separated by one woman or two, it doesn't matter. They have to be treated as separate groups. We'll elaborate on what this means. Mishnah says, Ketzad Mishem Ehad. What do we mean by one type of obligation? Leda veleda. The first group of pairs was separated for childbirth obligations, and the second group of pairs were separated also for childbirth obligations. Ziva ziva. Or the first pair was separated for a ziva obligation, and the second pair was separated also for a ziva obligation. That's the one type. Mishem ehad. These are categories that are looked. These are pairs that are looked at as one type of obligation. But like we said, even if the same woman separated different pairs for the same type of obligation, they can't be treated like one large group unless she separated them at the same time. Mishne shemot leda veziva. What's meant by two types of obligations? The first group of pairs was separated for childbirth, and the second group of pairs was separated for ziva. So even if the same woman separated them at the same time, we look at them differently. We don't treat them like one large group because she separated them for two different obligations. Kesad shetenashi. What's the case of two women? Azoleda ve'azoleda. Azoziva ve'azoziva. Let's say a woman separated. She had childbirth obligations, and the second woman also had childbirth obligations in terms of korbanot. Or first woman had a ziva obligation. I mean, she had her period at an abnormal time. And the second woman had also a ziva obligation. Mishem ehad. These are the cases of two women who have one type of obligation. The groups cannot be treated like one group because of the two women who separated these pairs, even though they were of a similar category. Mishene shemot alzoleda ve'alzoziva. What's the case of two women who have two types of obligations? The first woman has a childbirth obligation, for example, and the second woman has a ziva obligation. These groups definitely cannot be treated like one large group because they're two different women, first of all, but then second of all, also they're two types of obligations. Another Tana says that there are times when two groups can be treated like one large group, even if they were separated by different women and even if they were separated by different types of obligations. Rabbi Yose Omer, Shetei Nashim Shelakehu Kihen Be'eruv. If two women brought their obligatory pairs, but they were mixed together, each woman brought a pair of birds, but they didn't just buy one pair each. They pooled their money together and they bought two pairs between them. Or if they both gave their money for buying their obligations of pairs to the Kohen, who's in charge of selling birds in the Bet HaMikdash, and he gave them four birds to the two women, directly to the Kohen who was going to offer them on the Mizbeach. The Kohen could then just decide, I'm gonna bring this animal for whatever woman as a hatat, for whichever woman the Kohen wants to do, he can offer an ola. That all birds here are treated like one large undesignated group, and the Kohen could take one for a hatat and one for an ola for either woman. Everything will be valid in this case as long as he offers two of the birds for one woman, a hatat and an ola, and two birds for the other woman, a hatat and an ola. Ben mishem ehad, ben mishne shemot. And this applies whether the woman were giving the money for one type of obligation or two types of obligations. No matter what the B.O.C. says, that the women are pretty much stipulating when they're buying their pairs together that either pair could be used for either one of them. And since they made that condition, none of the birds become assigned to either woman until the bird is actually offered.